right, here we are again. SchoolOwnerTalk.com. This is Dwayne Brummett. I'm here with Allie Alberigo. Allie, great to be with you, sir.
Yeah, great to be back with you again because, you know, this is an anticipated call because we got a lot of really cool emails and requests for information based on our last call, which was really how do we close out the year effectively and efficiently. So this is why we're back on and we're working on this this topic.
Yeah, and I don't know how we want to make it run or flow, but I figured what we could do is just set out some ideas and let everybody, you know, kind of hear us go back and forth on the things that we're doing to, you know, close out the rest of the year strong.
So, yeah, so let's recap. So the last call we chatted, we had said, number one, try to jump on those Halloween cards, right? That's one thing that we said. But we also talked about not only just being Halloween cards, but also maybe a holiday card, which is holiday passes that you could give out to all of your students. And they could then give them out as gifts. They have a perceived value so that, for example, a two-week pass in your school with a free uniform is $19.99, let's say. So then you give out as many of those passes to your clients, and the clients will then give them out to all their friends, and it's not like they're giving out a free pass. They're giving out a gift. It's a $20 gift that they're giving out to their friends. So it can't
yep.
be looked at.
And I want to tell you that works. I do that every single year. I have nice ones printed up, right? They put the value on there. I actually do a month of karate in a free uniform. And then I buy really nice envelopes, and I put
yep.
them in the envelopes, and then I give two envelopes, one green and one red, to each student.
Right. Yeah, well, we actually did the same thing. We have a custom envelope that's actually printed up. And again, I had the Halloween passes. We also make those for the holiday passes. So we have them for Christmas. You could get the custom envelope, and on it says a gift from, and you write the person's name on it, and it looks like a present. And by the way, if you were to go buy a gift certificate for a restaurant, it would cost you $20. If you went and bought
yeah.
a gift certificate for a movie theater, it would cost you the price of the tickets. They don't just give them away. We're giving them away to our clients so that they should understand it's not just a perceived value. It's an actual value. So should they? Now, by the way, we talk about referral programs. This is one of the layers of my referral program. So we get people to understand that they're handing these things out to their friends, and if those friends come in and join, they're going to get credit for the referral, right? And that's where
yep.
all of this has many, many layers, right? So anyway, so my two things were Halloween passes, holiday passes, and a holiday pass referral program that's going to be marked and masked into this. What are some of your ideas?
Well, every single year I do a Karate for Christmas offer, and I always start in the beginning of November. I have a website called KarateForChristmas.com. Anybody can go there and view it. And so basically what it is it's 2 months of karate and a free uniform for $50. And
mm-hmm.
if they order it before before November, or by November 30th, I'll also give them a $10 Target gift card. So basically it's only going to cost them $40. I ship it to their house for free, and then they, you know, I have a nice little certificate that's printed up with the kid's name on it or adult name on it, whoever they're giving it to, so they can put that underneath the tree with the uniform and everything. And every year it does great. I mean, last year I had 29 people buy it. Out of those 29, I had 18 or 19, I don't remember now, that actually signed up with me.
Oh.
So they did January and February at that cost, but by the end of February they were signing up.
Yeah, so that campaign really didn't work all that well, right, according to normal standards, because you only got 29. How many signed up?
18 or 19, I don't remember. It was summer, yeah. So
you only got
yeah,
18 that joined for the year only, and that only your membership tuition is, you know, on average $1,800 a year. So that silly little campaign that didn't work too well probably netted you $30,000 plus in income.
Well, yeah, and here's what it costs me. I mean, I do 4 ads in our local newspaper. It's a weekly newspaper, but in succession, starting in November, I do 4 different ads. I shouldn't say different ads. It's the same ad. I tested one a year before, and it didn't pull like the one that I originally actually came out with, which is kind of funny. But And to tell you what the difference is, can I share that?
Sure.
This the one that works is a text-based ad. The one that did not work was a image-based ad. It had the whole thing was an image, and then it just had some words on it with the price. The text-based ad has one image. That's it. It's a very, very small image. It's actually a picture of me and my face, which is self-serving, of course. But that one with all the text actually works better. So anyhow, I do that, and that one probably costs me about $1,200 to run for those 4 weeks. I also do Google. I do Google AdWords, and then I also do Facebook, the Facebook ads as well. And so those, in and of itself, I think last year maybe it ran me close to $200. So about $1,400 into the whole total advertising cost.
Right. So $1,400. You printed up coupons as well, or whatever the things that you sent in mail. So on average. Yeah, certificates. So you're saying like maybe $1,600-$1,700 total outlay, right? That sound about right?
Yeah, yeah. And then but understand though, I mean, I got 29 people to buy it for $50.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'm sending them a uniform, but the uniform is, you know, whatever the cost of the uniform is, but it isn't $50. So I'm hoping my goal is to try to get, you know, the $50 price to cover that that stuff.
Right. So ultimately, you almost made back everything that you laid out with the campaign, right? Because you made close to $1,500 back. And then let's just say you laid out $600 out of your pocket to, when you're all said and done, with a leap of faith.
For uniforms and shipping,
For uniforms and shipping and all that stuff. So then you're looking at maybe making back $900 on your investment of marketing. However, you got people through the door and signed up. How many members around? You said 17 or 18? And they ended up joining.
Right.
So how many of them joined for the year?
That's the sign up. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Out of the 29 that actually did, I had 17, 18, 19, whatever it was, actually sign up for monthly tuition.
Let's say 17, and I know your tuition is on the higher end of as far as cost goes, but let's just say the person's average tuition is $120 a month, and that's low, times 18, that's $2,160 a month times 12. You're looking at a $25,920. Let's just round it up to $26,000. So you $26,000 for about $600 in investment and time and effort, right? Time and effort on this campaign, on this, you know, scheme, as they say in the UK, on something that is gonna, you know, as you know, you put it together and it had layers. It wasn't like, hey, let's just throw an ad in the paper and hope for the best. You had, you know, a website, you had Google AdWords, you did an ad in the paper, you had a follow up, you mailed it to their house, you made it official, it looked professional, and bam, you made almost $30,000.
Right. And then and one of the other legs to this is I have, and this will cut into the cost, of course, but I don't care about that because I know what the ROI is. So I have seven or eight hairdressers that I get nice 8.5 by 11 posters, you know, made up with that offer on it and their name on there. And then I have business cards that actually have the information on it, and then they write their name, you know, the hairdresser writes their name on it for their clients. And after each haircut, they give one to the client and say, well, you know, even if they say that I'm not interested, just say, you know what, maybe you might have a friend or another family member that, you know, that, or even coworker that might be interested. So feel free to go ahead and pass it on.
Right.
And then when they go to the website and they put, they have to choose a name or they have to say other.
Right.
And then what I do is I actually pay the hairdressers $25 out of each sale.
Yeah. So again, now, basically, I just want to reiterate is that, you know, now it becomes like referral marketing now, right? Because because those hairdressers are referring your studio. They're getting a reward, so they're going to work a little bit harder to make sure that they're they're going to get some results. And, you know, this is the cool thing about having layers to a specific, and again, it's a campaign. It's not a ad. It's a campaign because it has so many layers. It's almost like when you look at McDonald's running a special on their Happy Meal. And again, you know how I hate fast food and that kind of food. But they're running a special on their Happy Meal, but it's tied into a movie. And it's tied into Mulan or tied into whatever, you know, and Batman or whatever. And it becomes part of this whole entire worldwide dynamic, right? And that's what we have to think like that when we build our marketing campaigns. It's not just taking a shot and throwing an ad out and hoping for the best.
Right. Yeah, so that one, yeah. I wanted to share that because that one does really good for me every single year, except for, like I said, the year prior, just because, and that was, what, 2012, and that's because I changed the ad. I mean, I was doing everything else. It was just the ad that sucked.
Yeah, you know what, Dwayne, I would like, as a coach and also as a martial artist and owner, I'd like if you, personally, you and I could chat more about that because I like the idea. I build websites for a ton of school owners, and I do their branding, but I'd like to build a website and do that whole thing and get it up for my schools and get it out there and see how this campaign goes. So if you could share with me your ideas and how you did it and all the different layers, I'd love to do it, and then we could use me as a test model and show everybody the results when it's done exactly the way it's supposed to be done.
Okay, well, I already own KarateForChristmas.com, so you'll need to come up with something that you'll need to purchase.
Right, and I won't say what I'm thinking, but it would kind of be kind of be something similar, but for each individual place, you know. So I mean, I would probably do it locally or something like that. But yeah, this is awesome, Dwayne. So that's a real big hit. So we talked about holiday, not Halloween, but holiday passes. They're what we call snail mail, hard mail, hard advertising, right? You know, so yeah, they might not be as busy as they used to be, and they might not bring in tons of results. But you know what? It's only one spoke in the wheel of what we do on a regular basis to get our businesses to grow, right?
Yes.
And the next thing was, so it's holiday passes, you know, Halloween, Christmas, or, you know, Valentine's Day, et cetera, et cetera. They go throughout the entire year. Okay, the next thing was referrals as a whole entire marketing campaign. And then your Christmas campaign that you did, which is just super powerful. So what? Let's give them like one or two other thoughts right now that could bring students in and be an income generation machine.
Right. Well, the other two things that I do, this has nothing to do with the student, like bringing new students in, but it does have to do with student retention, and it also has to do with revenue. Is we have an inter-school tournament that we're doing in November. Obviously that's going to bring in some revenue for us. It's going to help with retention. The way that I run my tournaments, is definitely totally different, because I model it after the way that you run your tournaments. And it's just such a positive atmosphere that everybody goes home, you know, feeling great about it. And when you're in control of your own tournaments, it helps. So anyways, we're doing that in November. And then in December, we always do a board breaking class. And again, that one is just for retention and then also for our own students. I don't open it up to anybody else. But it's a decent moneymaker as well. And, I mean, if you want me to talk quickly about the board breaking, let me just say this is I divide everybody up by their belt ranks within the groups. So, you know, beginners are doing this, intermediate are doing this, advanced are doing this, junior black belts are doing this, and black belts are doing this. And they have three different series of breaks that they do. It's a two-hour class that we do. We charge $15. It's real, real cheap. I could probably go 20, but I do. I just charge $15. And my goal is to have 55 people in it so that I can make $1,000, and then I've got the board costs. I make maybe about $600 at the end after paying instructors and stuff like that. But I really do it more as a retention tool and just excitement before the end of the year. Well, anyhow,
by the way,
we do about an hour and a half of – I'm sorry, go ahead.
Let me quickly interrupt, and I just want to say one thing. By the way, there's no such thing as it just being a retention tool. Every single thing is a marketing tool, because if it's a retention tool, it's a marketing tool, right? Because if people are happy, what are they going to do? They're going to tell everyone, right? If they're happy, they're going to refer you. And if you just, and also every single thing that you do and you do well, you could always spin that some way into some marketing campaign, right? So that it could be a free press release, or it could be how you talk about it on your website or Facebook and yada, yada, yada. So just to point out, there's nothing that's ever just retention. Everything is always marketing. But anyway, so continue.
Yeah, well, I guess you'll kind of pick that out when I say this next piece. But we take pictures. We run it for an hour and a half where they're practicing in the air on the techniques, practicing on a pad, and practicing on the rebreakable boards. And in the last half an hour, we have everybody do their breaking. Well, I take pictures of them doing their breaks, and then I impose our logo on it, and I throw it in my Dropbox. And I give them, I go to bit.ly.com and do a short URL where it's usually like, you know, TriStar board breaking 2014 or whatever. And then, you know, I already have that on a handout for them. And I put them all on there. So, and I tell them that it will stay up there all the way till the beginning of the year. At the beginning of the year, I delete all those files. So if you want them, you can just, I give them to them for free.
Right.
And then what's funny is I'll see a lot of them on Facebook, because a lot of them will take the digital file and upload it to Facebook. And so we're getting some social proof along with that, or the marketing that you kind of spoke about. So, and
now,
that was just,
put,
this is just a fun
you
one.
Put your logo, did you put your logo on the pictures?
Yes.
So they could
download
them? Yeah. So there you go. And even if the logo and the phone number, or the logo and the website, or whatever the case may be, now they go viral. People are like, oh, man, there's that TriStar Martial Arts again, or the Long Island Jiu-Jitsu Centers, you know, and they see it, and they're like, oh, man, I always see that darn school everywhere I go, that kind of mindset.
Right.
And that's really what it's all about, is us about creating, producing ourselves to become the most famous people in our town, right, to be the
And it's
rock
a cheap star. Way. It's a cheap way to do branding.
Absolutely. And it's fun. You know, it makes the students feel good. You know, it makes them feel like they're a part of something bigger. And that's really creating what one of those books out there is called Creating Raving Fan.
Yeah. And then the other thing that you can do is during, like, I don't know if school owners do this. I don't. You might. But when the schools are off for the 2 weeks, you know, over the Christmas break, you could have winter camps, where they you could have an all-day camp, or you could have a half-day camp. I don't do that personally, but I do know of people that do that. And then New Year's Eve, I mean, you could have a New Year's Eve sleepover. I don't know how you feel about sleepovers. I'm not going to personally do it on New Year's Eve, but I do host them at times.
But there are things that are out there, and you know what? You may not want to do it if you're a school owner, but you may have a student who you could trust that's a black belt instructor that may want to do it. So before totally disregarding it, I would maybe consider having someone do it. If you don't want to be there, that's fine. That's okay. Actually, it's actually good. However, we will, you need to think about it first and how you could delegate it before you get rid of it.
Agreed. And the biggest reason I don't do it is we're closed those 2 weeks. That's when I have people in here, tearing things out or cleaning things up or what have you. Also, my head instructor, those are two of his vacation weeks that obviously they're already pre-planned for him. So I don't want him to have to come in here at all and do anything. So.
Yeah, and you know what, though, that person, even with my staff, I do the same thing. We're closed. They go out snowboarding. However, I do have a lot of kids, teenagers that have worked for me that come back from college. I do renovations, too, but on the days that we don't, you know, or you're not, or whoever you are out there that's not doing it, you could always find a way to do it. But you're right, though. There are camps. There's the holiday Black Friday camp, day after Thanksgiving camp. There's winter camp. There's spring break camp. There's summer camp. There are one-day camps. For holidays, could be any holiday that the kids are home from school and the parents may need a babysitter. That's something that we should certainly be on and working on. But that's a whole other thing, is to start to build an entire camp funnel. That's a whole other thing altogether that I do, that, and I, my clients do, that they make literally more than most martial arts schools make over the year. They make it in 2 months.
Right. And this has nothing to do with making money, although I guess it has everything to do with making money. But I always take, me personally, I always take the November break that we're closed for Thanksgiving, and I always plan out all of my big events for the next year, such as our graduations, closings, you know, any other stapled events that I always do every single year. And I have a full calendar, a yearly calendar that I put into the December newsletter. And, of course, that yearly calendar is on our student-based website, too, that they have access to. That way they can start planning for the following year. And you now have some plans for the following year as well.
Yeah, absolutely, without a doubt. I mean, that's essential. That's really what we need to do, is to start thinking about we can't be a ship without a sail and no motor in the ocean, just letting the tides bring us where they have to be. We have to have direction. And, you know, quite often guys like Stephen Covey, Brian Tracy, they always talk about, you know, setting your direction on the map, you know, your massive action plan, looking where you're going to be in the future and having a map to get there. Most people are running their businesses with hopes that they'll eventually end up in the rich and famous category, and they're not really setting a pathway. So, you know, and yes, there's going to be times where you veer off the path. There are going to be times when you have to recorrect ever so slightly because the wind blows you to the left. But you have to know that if you're going a little bit to the left, bam, that you got to shoot far to the right now to get back on path, right? And it's kind of a philosophical mentality, but at the same time, it's all about business, right? It's all about how we run our lives, our discipline, even in dieting or health or working out. That's important.
Yeah, and, you know, it's that we don't teach our kids or our adults in our program how to we teach them how to be proactive usually first, and then we teach them how to be reactive. And so often is the time that, you know, like you spoke about, we run our schools reactively and not proactively. And, yeah, we need to have a plan B if plan A doesn't work or something else that we're going to fall back on. But we ultimately should have a plan A.
Well, that's the thing, though. We are a self-defense school, and, you know, we do look at things, and it's true. We are reactive to what people do. Like, if we don't react to someone attacking us, then we're the attacker, right? So we get arrested. So we're constantly training people how to react. But, however, there's got to be some preemptive thought. Like, for example, someone comes up to you, and they're, you know, they're heated up, and they're, like, cursing at you. You shouldn't be thinking, like, wow, this guy probably wants to take me to lunch. Right, you're thinking, like, maybe he's going to launch a punch, and when he does, this is what I'm going to do. It's no different in business. We have to then think about how we're going to run our businesses the same way. What happens if this ad doesn't work? Do we just say, oh, that stinks, maybe we should have done it differently? No, we have something right in the wings, ready to go, ready to work to help us out, right? And that's really what we have to do. So we have to be preemptive in our thought, reactive in many ways, but at the same time, like you said, is making sure that we're setting up things ahead of time and we set ourselves up for success.
Right, and that's what we're doing with our students. I mean, yes, we're teaching them how to react to something, but we were proactive in that. So, meaning that when this punch comes at you this way, I want you to respond or to react this way.
Right.
And so, yeah, we're teaching them how to react, but really, we're being proactive with that. We're teaching them how to do that before it ever happens.
Correct.
Yeah, and so I guess that's where I was coming from, is we do that. We think about these scenarios, and we have them all thought out. Not all of them, of course, but, you know, the big major ones, we have them thought out prior to our students getting into those situations and having to have to defend themselves. And that's the exact same thing that we need to do with our businesses. Now, the problem that lies there, and we're going off the beaten path here, and maybe I should rein it in, but is that it falls under the category of what you and I have talked about, you know, over and over again, is you don't know what you don't know. And so therefore, you know, a lot of these situations physically, maybe we have not been in, but because our instructor taught it to us, or we saw this video or whatever it is, we know how to teach that. But until we know what we don't know with the business, we can't actually be proactive in that because we don't know.
Right. We don't know what we don't know. That's the thing. It's just that always we have to understand that If we do start to learn what to be prepared for, you know, then we could be, you know, we could be ready for anything. It's almost like the head in the sand mentality. Most people would rather be able to keep their head in the sand and not, like, for example, like, and I say, you know what's in Doritos? You know, you do know what's in that soda that you're drinking? And people are like, I don't want to know. I just want to enjoy it. Going like, really? Like, you don't care that it's potentially bad for you? You know, that, you know, whatever the case may be. So it's interesting to me in how people are like that. But you know what? The people who are prepared are the ones that survive, right? Quite often, those are the ones that are ready for the storm. They're ready to deal with most things, right? So that's important. We start. So with our business, we have to be like that as well.
And so that's why I brought up, you know, that I plan for the next year with the big things. And so I do that over the Thanksgiving break. And then personally, what I do over the Christmas break is then I kind of break down, you know, what happened over the last year, where, you know, where my goals are for where I want to be, you know, in the next 5 years, 10 years, what have you, and where I'm actually at. And try not to, you know, lie to myself that I'm better off than what I was. You know, I really want to be truthful about that with myself and then decide, okay, this didn't work or I'm not quite where I need to be. What can I do, if anything, to make up where I've lacked or where I'm, you know, why I'm not there? So that's, I kind of do some, you know, self-reflection of myself and also my business during those 2 weeks.
Yeah, and you know what, by the way, that's another thing people could be doing, as you didn't even mean for it to be a task that you just mentioned, is self-reflection. People need to start thinking about what they're doing right, what they're doing wrong, what they could do better. Because if not, then you just fall into the same thing that we always talk about, and most people say, the definition of insanity. They always regurgitate this quote. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and getting thinking that you're going to get different results. However, most school owners just day in and day out repeat the process over and over and over again, and it's not a good process. So we have to definitely, without a doubt, start to change our mindset, right, and fix that. So
Stop surviving. That's the
right
thing. Stop surviving. Start moving forward. And that could be a whole other call. But I think we gave enough information, you know, for everybody to be able to finish off the year strong. If you didn't hear the first call that we did last week, I would encourage you to go back one call ago and listen to it so that you can pick up the other information with regards to, you know, finishing out the year strong. Allie, I'm sorry to cut us short. I know that we've been going for a while, but I know we're both busy too, and I know the school owners, they're busy too.
Yeah, absolutely. So enjoy, guys, and have a great day, and we'll definitely hope to talk to you, you know, next week or whatever.
Yeah, and if you have questions, just let us know. You can definitely ask them at schoolownertalk.com, or you can even reach Allie or I on there as well. Again, Allie, thanks.
Thanks, Dwayne. It was great talking to you again.
All right, everybody, have a great day.
Take care.